Yeah, I mean that's of course when you make a record after that many years, it dawns upon you that maybe this is a horrible idea, but it's at least our horrible idea. You know, it's like also at the end of the day, it's like we know our legacy, we know people's expectation, but we can't let anyone else define what we're gonna do with our band. I mean, if we say we want to put out a cover record of Sammy Davis Jr. songs, then we could do that because it's our band, you know. But yeah, of course you think about stuff like that, and we kept the recording and writing secret because, you know, if we're writing and we're like, this kind of sucks, we could just not tell anyone that we're working on a new record. So, of course, I mean, when you're very conscious about that, especially since we're all pop culture music nerds, I mean, we know what the stakes are when you make the comeback album. So yes.
But it feels like we're part of a pretty cool tradition now. I mean, Sleater-Kinney returned with a great record. The Afghan Whigs returned with a great record. The Swans have come back, made the best records they've ever made. Dinosaur Jr. are back, making really good records. It's all this stuff from, you know, sort of the 90s that have returned, making good stuff. So it feels like we're more part of it.
Yeah, something happening.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's a sort of a trend of good bands returning and doing what they do best. And we really feel that we're part of that. We're one of those bands. I think most people will agree.